coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. I'm going to visit with Brad Thompson as we give you our game preview. The Cardinals are now 19-10, Washington 12-16, and this is presented by our good friends at Lordo's Diamonds. If you mention my name or ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, get additional money off on your purchase. See their selection at LordosDiamonds.com. Coming up, I'll visit with Brad Thompson and break down what should be a fun pitching matchup. Miles Michaelis, 2-2 against St. Louis native Max Scherzer. That's next on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots Tacos any day after the Cardinals score 8 or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you. HotShotsNet.com. Well, Brad, you're taking a look at the matchup tonight. Miles Michaelis, Max Scherzer. This is about as good as it gets in baseball.
It really is. We know what Max Scherzer has been. And honestly, I'm kind of excited for this one. Get an opportunity to see him up close and personal, what he's got. He's been one of the best in the game over the years. But Miles Michaelis proved he's one of those two. Last year, he was unbelievable. The first start the first month for Miles Michaelis thus far has had its ups and downs. He's had his struggles finishing off some hitters, but we know how good he can be once he gets it all going. He's got the four different pitches that he can mix in. He can throw them for strikes at any time. We got a chance to see a very quick ball game today.
What do you see with Michaelis that's been different this year as opposed to last?
Well, he's never been a big strikeout guy. I mean, that's just not what he is. But he is having a problem finishing off hitters once he gets into those commanding counts. When he's got two strikes, he's not able to finish them off. Now, it's been more mistakes up over the plate. He's kind of left some off-speed pitches up in hittable areas. He's already given up 8 home runs so far this year. And it's just and I do believe that this is a trend around baseball. Look, I mean, there's a record pace as far as home runs go, but his mistakes aren't getting fouled back currently. The mistakes are getting deposited, and it's been an issue.
Paul DeJong, 14th double of the year last night, now leads the major leagues in doubles. He might be the MVP of this club that's got the best record in the league.
I think the beautiful part is that you could you at least have a debate. I mean, there are sometimes where you look around the team and it's like, this one guy is carrying us. But there have been a lot of guys. But Paul DeJong is certainly, every time he's up there, you think something good's going to happen. And we're seeing him drive the ball all over the ballpark. We're seeing him stay back on breaking balls, which a couple of years ago, that was an issue for him. He wasn't able to drive the ball the other way. He wasn't able to recognize pitches. He's so smart, though, and you know the work that he puts into it. He's got a great approach when he goes up there, and it's coming into play. And, oh, by the way, he's playing unbelievable defense as well.
How do you get to Max Scherzer? What's the key there?
I think the key is going to be strike early, because Max Scherzer is one of the best in baseball finishing off hitters. So if you are able to – he pumps strikes, all right? And I'm not saying he just goes first pitch right down the middle, here you go, see it, hit it. He locates, but you're going to get your fastballs earlier in the counts, and I think the key is going to be jump on him. Now, it's a double-edged sword because you'd kind of like to get into their bullpen a little bit, even though the Nationals' bullpen the last three games has been a lot better. Overall for the season, it has not been good. They just got their ERA as a bullpen under 6, I mean, just in the last couple of days. So, I mean, that kind of paints the picture. But if you want to get to Scherzer, I think you got to get some knocks early, and that does mean you'll get some outs early too. It's going to happen. But I believe that that's where you got your best chance. Once you get the two strikes against Max Scherzer, you're in some trouble.
Speaking of the bullpens, Cardinals 19 wins this season. 13 of the 19 have required a save. Last night, Gant was terrific. Miller got the save. You got Hicks rested, potentially going into the start tonight. But in general, the Cardinals bullpen has been really a standout aspect in a good way, the start of the season.
Yeah, they've been great. And it must be very nice as a manager to be able to pick up the phone, say any name, and then have confidence that that guy's going to get the job done. You don't look down at this Cardinals bullpen at all and say, you know what, that guy, maybe if we're up five or six. Tony, I used to joke with him, told him I was his touchdown guy. If we were up or down seven, I might get a phone call. Look, they've got a lot of guys getting the job done, and it is nice to be able to see different guys close the door. As you mentioned, it was Gant a couple of days ago getting the save. It was Hicks, and then it was Miller last night picking up the save. A lot of guys that they can trust at the back end. And honestly, we haven't seen the best of Andrew Miller yet. He's still at a point last night in the ball game, had trouble locating his fastball, but he did have the slider to fall back on. I thought he had a great at-bat, a nice battle with Robles, where he couldn't locate the fastball, but he had the slider, and he kept going to it, finally ended up getting him to pop up. But there's still more to come with him, and this bullpen has been a big-time strength.
Hair Saloon for Men, proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Saloon for Men. 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Saloon for Men.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Matt Carpenter. This city loves listening to Cardinals baseball while firing up the grill in the backyard. Something tells me a lot of you are doing that right now. Schnucks has been a proud sponsor of Cardinals baseball for decades, and over those years, they've been known for the quality of their meat selection, made fresh in store by Schnucks Butchers. That same dedication to quality and service is still there today. So on game day, support our hometown teams, root for the Cardinals, and swing by Schnucks for their loaded burgers, brats, and everything else you need for backyard grilling.
Before I let you go, two of your former teammates make it to the Cardinals Hall of Fame. How cool is that with Scott Rolen and Izzy?
Well, I'm so excited for both of them. And Scott Rolen, for me, Scott Rolen's the best third baseman I've ever seen. It is amazing. I was telling you the other day, I was just going back just for reference, watching some highlight videos of Scott Rolen, and I found myself laughing as I'm watching these videos because the plays that he makes are so remarkable. I mean, he was just unreal. Clutch hitter as well. I mean, you just know how great he was, so I'm super excited for him. And Izzy, you know how much it means to him to be wearing the red jacket, and you know that he's been hoping and waiting for this moment, and he deserves it. I mean, this is the Cardinals' all-time saves leader. You think about all the great things that have happened with the birds on the bat, all the great pitchers to be out there, and all the great ones to close out ball games. Izzy did it more than any of them, and people don't understand, I don't think, or maybe don't realize all the things that Izzy pitched through and all the injuries that he had and all the times that he went out there not near 100%, gutted it out, and got the saves. But, man, he rattled them off, and I couldn't be more happy for him. I mean, he's been one of the most influential teammates that I ever had, still to this day, a guy that I know I could call on any time, and he would do anything for you. I'm very excited for both of them.
And for doing this, I'm either going to help you out with some jewelry at Lordo's. If you need some wings, we could go watch the Blues game tonight at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill. That's a possibility. Your hair is getting a little long. I mean, we go to Hair Saloon.
Oh, I like that idea.
How about a vehicle? Lou Fuse?
I mean, you got all these deals. This
well,
is great. I can get a haircut, new ride.
I mean, I could spiff you up.
All
Mother's
right,
Day right around the corner.
We're
I mean,
talk
you, need
about
to,
this.
You need to take care of mom, wife, Lordo's.
You're the best.
And a refi at the Home Loan Expert.
Man, I know if I ever need anything, you know, I just know who to contact.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.